I started the recording, Mr. Chair, so you can start the meeting.
Thank you, Michael. Notepad here. All right, everyone. Welcome to the West University Historic Zone Advisory Board meeting of July the 7th, 2026. It is 5:59 p.m. Do a quick roll call, call to order. Chris isn't here, so he's okay. Jim Block,
Present.
Paul Rusk,
Present.
Hallie Sobloski,
Present.
Luz Picnagle,
Here.
Greg Stoner,
Present.
and Rick McDonald present. We have a quorum. All right. Do a quick approval of the LAR. I hope everybody had a chance to read the LAR from last time. Do I have a motion to approve?
Jim Glock, so moved.
Right, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second. Eric
Thank you,
Stoner.
Greg. We have a motion. We have a second. Any all in favor, aye.
Jim Glock.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Thank you. LAR approved. Michael, do we have any call to the audience?
No, Mr. Chair.
No call. All right.
So today we have board members. We have six board members, two absent.
Yeah, we're missing Chris and Celia.
Okay.
And Michael,
Yes,
love
sir.
your shoulder, but maybe we could actually see you.
Oh, I forgot. No, my camera is on. Do you not see me?
I see your shoulder.
Oh, I pull myself to one side. Okay, let me change. Hold on. You should be able to see me now.
I
Yeah.
do. Well, I see your.
From the nose down.
Can you duck down?
Tilt
your camera.
All right. Oh, perfect.
Sorry about that.
No worries. No worries. Just wanted to make sure we all can see you. Okay.
Before we continue, Mr. Chair, let me ask for the public. I have somebody as UOL.
That's
Hello.
me, Michael. It's just my
Oh.
name spelled backwards. I'm on a
Okay.
different profile.
Okay,
That's
got
the
you.
kind of members we have, right?
Hey, you tried to get me right. I have a robot here, please. Can you identify yourself?
Yeah, hi, I'm Robert Pitts. I'm item two on your on the list there.
Hey, Robert, what's your last name?
Robert Pitts. Pitts,
P-I. Oh.
Pitts, like Pittsburgh.
Oh, like Pittsburgh. Okay. Two T's.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. I think we got everybody.
Okay. All right. So we're on item number four of the agenda, our reviews, starting with SD 0526-00081, 243 East University Boulevard. Who is speaking for this?
I am.
Okay. And it's
For then, Mr. Chair, you do have a staff summary that I sent to you
can you
on your.
just give us all your from the executive summary, Michael, for our benefit, your bottom line? I mean, what's
Yeah, bottom line is this application is basically for a two Ramadas and a barbecue spot and a pit water place. And I provided the dimension for the Ramadas as you have it in the staff report. And we did not receive any public input for this application regarding this proposed project. The staff findings, our only concern which we have is this project generally conform to most of the applicable preservation standards that we use to evaluate project. But staff has referring comments that we are seeking your input. The Ramada B, which is proposed to be a corrugated matter, will be visible from the street. When you look at the West University design guidelines, it notes the following. Use building materials compatible with the primary building that is stated on page 27. And it also says that the corrugated metal roofing is actually not standing seam, may be appropriate for guest houses and accessory structure in the rear or in the rear of the property. This particular Ramada is proposed, or pergola is proposed, or is proposed on the site. That's the only concern we have, and we would like the board to weigh in on that. To staff, that is the only comment that we have. Other than that, it basically conforms to most of the standards that we have. Is the visibility and the location of the Ramada guidelines require an accessory structure in the backyard. This one is on the side yard. That's the only problem we're citing for your attention. Other than that, we're not requesting. They are confirming they are meeting the existing setbacks. So setback is not an issue here, and it's an open Ramada anyway. So it's just the location which we're concerned about. Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the board. If there's anything that I need to add, you may want to let me. They ask me and I can clarify.
Okay, thank you. To the rest of the board, I know you all probably had a chance to read the staff's summary. Any questions for Michael? Okay, hearing none. And I'm sorry, your name is pronounced Ade?
It's Aid. It's the
Just
short
Aid.
breakthrough.
Oh,
Just Aid.
Aid. Okay, Aid. Why don't you go ahead?
Oh,
And do
let me
yeah,
make you the co-host
there you go.
so you can share your screen. You should be able to share your screen now.
Me?
Yeah.
What am I sharing?
Michael, go ahead and have me
Yeah, why don't you let
change
Jim do
screen.
it?
I
Not
can.
everybody. That's okay, Aid. We're going
Sorry.
to go through the material that
Okay.
you presented or you gave
Oh,
to the
okay.
city. Yeah.
Let me do this. Let me do this. Let me remove you and make Jim your co-host.
Don't worry, Aid.
Yeah, Jim has been. I thought we discussed
I'm
this
the
during your meeting with me,
yeah.
but that's okay.
I'm getting really good at this. So, okay, cool. All right, folks. Here is the project narrative and description. Hopefully, everyone read this. Some very cool AI renderings of before and after. I'm going to zoom in on this. I think our focus personally should be on the Ramada in the front, as the Ramada in the rear, I think our issues aren't as aren't quite the same. So, Aid, can you see this?
I can.
All right, do you want to talk us through maybe a little, and then tell me if you're aware of other plan sheets or submittals that you made, just tell me where you want me to go.
Okay. Well, this we did use AI to demonstrate where stuff is. The Ramada would sit as you can see, on the side of the house behind the front of the house. There is an existing concrete and paver pad there. And this is 8 by 8. It's very small. And it is certainly visible from this view of the street. But if you're walking by or driving by, it's sort of minimal visibility. Any questions about any of this?
The next time you tell AI to do a rendering, tell them to do it at human eye level. Because I agree
Yes.
with you. I agree. I was looking at this and thinking, boy, from the street, you're really not going to see it. And it does, your neighbor to the w east has a little similar Ramada, actually
Yes.
adjacent to the sidewalk. While it may be behind his back wall, it's actually got more visibility. And he's got a chimney sticking out of it to boot. So I don't see, personally, this is less obtrusive than that. I don't know what the rest of the board thinks, but I think it's small and it is in the rear. And you'll be looking not at the top of the roof, you'll be looking at the bottom from Street View. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. If are there any other questions? If we, I mean, if you want to scroll down, I don't know what anybody wants to see. We could scroll down. This is the back, and the back is not visible for either of the neighbors, or from the alley, or from the street. So this is, an AI did a great job of doing it for me.
You bet.
So
I
that's.
know.
Anyway, that's what that would look like, but that's not visible to anyone other than us. If we want to go further, these are our responses here. Here, th this is the neighbor next door.
Let me
That's
zoom properly. Yep.
the neighbor next door, with the chimney, and it's right up against the wall. And he's our brand new neighbor. Of course, we're brand new neighbors. The other one is over at the Drachman house, and that is visible from the street, and has a metal roof on it, but not a corrugated metal roof. And that's very pretty. If you want to scroll down, and there are others. These were all our responses to, I don't know where that green thing is. Here's the aerial photograph. There's three buildings on our property, the fourplex, and then the accessory dwelling unit, or whatever you want to call it. We've been calling it the main house, behind. And then there's a workshop, behind that, up against the alley. So those are the three things. And you can sort of see here that that Ramada, where that'll be, it's
Yeah, you can
that,
see the footprint there of the existing pad.
right. So you can see it's pretty far back. If you want to scroll some more, I don't.
I was just, oops, I was trying to get a closer view, but yeah, you can see the existing pad. Okay, I can scroll.
Hey, Jim, if you don't mind. Your volume, at least to me, is very, very low. I can hardly hear you.
Oh, okay. Let me work on that.
Okay.
I'll just talk louder. So,
Oh,
can you hear me
no, that
better?
works.
So we
So,
can scroll
scroll
down
down,
some more.
sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Let me get
And
the right zoom here.
these are the plans for the Ramadas, and that, I guess, pretty standard. I mean, there's nothing exceptional about them. Any questions there? Then we have photographs. This is the backyard as it currently looks. And then, and this is an aerial view of the backyard. So that's how things look there. And this is the current side. There's a fire pit up front that must have been approved at some point, but it's a real fire pit. So, and you can see there how far back it is from the house. Anyway, we can keep going. Here's photos of this of our property around the thing, with rusted metal gates and all that sort of jazz. And there's the elevation on the small Ramada. And that's the one on the east side of the house. And actually, this AI photo, it's too far forward. It should be back farther. But AI doesn't always take precise instructions. And that's the big Ramada in the back. And that's what that would look like. This
Can
is
you
our.
scroll back up a little bit there? Can you scroll back up to that bottom left photo? I see you have the barbecue there, but in the rest of your documentation, none of that is described. I don't think it's a concern for us, but going forward with other approvals, I'm not sure if that's going to be needed or not. But for us, I'm not sure if there's anything that this board needs to even consider. But there's nothing
Okay.
else in the drawing about that, materials, anything like that, size, dimensions, none of that is included.
Is the barbecue being built in addition to all this, or does it already exist? I know.
No, it will be built, the
Yeah.
surround will be built as part of this project. It does not currently exist. The paver
Okay.
pad is there on top
Okay.
of concrete. Any questions? Otherwise, we can continue to scroll. I wasn't sure what a development zone map was, but here it is.
Well, oop. Okay, so that's Arizona. Okay.
Any questions there? Otherwise, we can continue. Here's precedent examples again, the Drachman House and our next door neighbor. This is a sort of interesting
That's my
second
house.
story. That's your house? Okay, so here's an interesting second story one.
Yeah.
And I did get it through, approved through this board,
It
so.
all went through formal approval. Yes, it did.
Okay, there you go. And then there's this
And
pretty
Andy's house. Yep.
cedar one. And we can continue to scroll. And the 240 East University is sort of an interesting one. And then 329 has just put a tarp over or a awning over the top of a balcony. So I don't know if that counts or not. And this one on Arizona Street, I wasn't 100% sure if this was a Ramada or a carport, but since there wasn't a car in it, I decided it was a Ramada.
That's fair.
And then this was a cute little bar thing, and Ramada attached to, I believe, a garage. Michael was good enough to provide this for me because this was needed. So this is the historic property inventory.
Michael, you have the original? That's a great scan. It's much better than what's online, so.
And there's the Ramada again, just sort of specs for that stuff. And then the fire pit, and that's a manual ignition. And it'll be 40 inches outside diameter, and it'll be concrete and stone, and have the appropriate vents for air and stuff. So that's sort of it. And that'll just sit on the ground on the gravel. There's no pad associated with that. Any questions?
Looks great.
Thank you. I'm so nervous. This is like a job interview.
Don't be nervous.
Mr.
Okay,
Chair,
so that,
I'm prepared to make a motion.
well, stand by. Just give me 1 second before you make a motion for the board. Any further questions from board members? Do you want to see anything over again? Anything you want more detail on?
Just, I guess, to confirm, like, especially when you're at street level, the Ramada that's near the nearest to the front of the house will be slightly visible, but not very prominent. Does that seem correct?
I think that's a fair assessment, Haley. Yes.
So, Jim, you had an opportunity to walk by it. Do you agree with that?
I do. In fact, with bougainvillea, you can barely, you can't. The vegetation along University is tough to see past anyway, so.
Right.
But yeah, it's going to be very inconspicuous back there.
Okay. Any other comments from the board? Right. Hearing none. Jim, you said you want to make a motion?
I move we approve it as presented.
I'll second
Okay.
that. Rex
Greg, that
Stoner.
was you? Yep.
Yes.
Can we stop sharing the screen for just a moment?
Sure.
Thank you. Okay, we have a motion and we have a second. Any discussion? Okay, hearing none. All in favor, aye.
Jim Glock, aye.
Aye.
Aye, blue.
I'm just making her wait for it since she's nervous. Aye.
Paul, are you okay? I didn't see your hand.
My button.
Paul, you go. Okay, good. Thank you. All right. Motion carries. Good luck.
Congratulations. Good looking
Thank you.
house.
Welcome to
Good
the
looking.
neighborhood.
Yeah.
Thank you
Nice,
so,
nice
so
improvement.
much. So, and now I just have to go
To the
and get the
prom.
permit to the
Well,
prom.
so the next stage for you is you got to do this one more time, but with a different group. So you will go to the Plans Review Subcommittee of the Tucson Pima County Historic Commission and basically make exactly the same presentation. Michael will forward to them the recommendation from this board, and the meeting will be, I don't know, 2 weeks from now. I don't know how they meet twice a month. And then pending that, those two recommendations from our board and the PRS, the city will make a recommendation to the director, and you will get a letter of what the director's opinion is.
Whatever.
Yeah, right. Does that sound good, Michael? Is that right?
That's correct, Mr. Chair.
Okay,
And
and then that
you
is
can contact me if you have any further information. When we do schedule for the next plans review subcommittee meeting, we are going to notify you.
okay.
As the
Thank you.
chair said, at that meeting, we will do the same presentation as you're doing here. They
Okay.
may ask, they will ask you questions, make the recommendation also. And based on those two recommendations, the recommendation from here and the recommendation from the Plans Review Subcommittee, the Director of Planning and Development Services will then make a final decision on application. Just take note, today is only a recommendation, it is not an approval.
Okay.
You'll get an actual letter of approval from the city once this is all through.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you
Okay.
all.
Good luck. Yeah, looks good. Love
Thank you
it.
so much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay. That brings us to 4B, SD04260059, 829 North Fifth Avenue. And Robert, are you? Yep, there you go. Robert Pitts, you're presenting. Robert, you're on mute.
Sorry, I'm here with Pete, my contractor for this project. So we can also he also did the plans and the architecture drawings for this, so we can answer questions regarding that as well.
Okay. Hey, Pete, for the record, what is your last name?
Zorilla, Zorilla.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Are you prepared to sh have the
Wants to
screen share
share
with
the
you?
screen.
Yeah, if someone ha I mean, obviously I don't have the electronic plans in front of me or on my device, but if someone wants to share it, and I'm not sure what you want as far as a starting process for me here.
Well, generally speaking, just like with the last, we just go through the material that you gave to the city.
Okay.
So, and just
Sure.
talk through it. We're primarily interested in things like the site plans, elevation plans,
Sure.
materials that you're using, which in this case, maybe it's like more interesting to look at the site plan, perhaps.
Okay.
But yeah, if you just go through the material, and someone else can do it if you don't have it
Yeah,
available.
I don't have it on my device, so I wasn't prepared to put that
Okay.
up. But if someone has it, it's literally right around the corner from where you just discussed AIDS. Project. So I was
So
actually on her aerial.
I would make Jim the co-host for that one. Before we start sharing, Mr. Chair, again, like the first case, I believe that you have my staff report,
Yes.
just a summary of what we are doing. It's a driveway and fencing proposal.
Right.
Generally, staff feels that historic preservation staff finds that the proposed driveway does not meet the West University guidelines for off-street parking, which discourages the guideline discourages driveway at the front of the lot. The USAP design guideline notes the following, and I'm reading this directly from the guideline. Cactus and driveway generally do not bisect residential lots along the street front. This proposal will do just that. Alley are always in the rear of the property and accessed by garages. When they are built, a defining characteristic of the neighborhood is the general lack of driveways and parked cars visible within the front yards of the property. This is stated in the design guidelines on page 10. Secondly, off-street parking should not be visible from the street. Place parking and service facilities to the rail. Screening may be required on a case-by-case basis. Utilize landscaping and other screening elements to screen these areas without negatively impacting adjacent properties. This is stated on page 26. One of the consideration is that the
No.
subject lot does not have an alley, so rear parking access is not an option to this applicant here. If they had an alley, we would be thinking that they can actually park the car or get on the property from the alley, but this particular property does not have any alley access. So that is one of the considerations that you may think. The proposed fencing. The proposed fencing meets the West
I got
University
part
design
of it, you know,
guideline.
completely fall away.
And it's typical within the development zone, so we actually don't have any issue with the proposed parking. However, the applicant will need to provide the elevation of the proposed gate, which the plan notes
Yes.
as 3 feet tall. That is not in your package. The applicant will need to discuss that. The proposal includes the removal of a section of the rock retaining wall along the front perimeter, which is a character-defining
What is
feature of the property. However, most of the wall, we feel that even though a portion of the wall is going to be taken out, most of that character-defining retaining wall would be retained. So those are the things that staff brings to your attention for you to consider in your deliberation. And as far as the standards go, there are minimal, change anyway. So generally, there is an issue of visibility here.
is an issue of what, Michaels? Could you say that again?
Visibility,
Oh, visibility.
visibility. Yeah, visibility. And other than that, the rest of the standards are actually in conformance. It is just this non-compliance with the design guidelines that is an issue here. And we just wanted to bring that to the attention of the board.
Okay.
That will end my presentation to you.
All right, thank you. And to the board, any questions for Michael? Okay. All right, hearing none, let's turn it over to Robert.
Hang on, Robert. Robert, this is Pete.
Okay,
Robert had to
Pete.
step outside because the wind was blowing some of his stuff over. What we have is what Jim's or Robert's trying to do is actually to get parking off the street. And his cars have been out there since he's lived in the residence, and they've had some problems. And he would like to get some off-street parking. And as
I'm back.
Michael had noted that there's no alley. There's structures across the back from previous sales and stuff, I guess. And so they have no alleyway for off-street parking. So the
Right.
only place that's really viable on the site is if you pull up the site plan, if somebody has it available. Okay, that there's a second site plan too. That's the existing. Okay. All right, that shows you where we're attempting to get the off-street parking on the north side of the structure. The south side of the structure already has fencing, and I think there's a patio, an
Yeah,
existing
there's an
patio.
existing patio on the side of the house, so that would go up to the existing patio.
And what we're trying to do is actually make sort of more of a historical driveway with the split
Concrete pad.
concrete pads coming in.
Right.
We've already been with the right-of-way permit. We're going to have to do something with the city for that because of the location of his access, but we're having a field meeting at some point to address that situation.
So, if you don't mind, Pete, let me just stop you there. What is the right-of-way issue?
We're to the driveway based on the way their guidelines are. They're side to side with the adjacent owner to the north. So you're not supposed to have two driveways next to one another, access points like that. And if you do, then the requirements are like 30 feet of depressed curb. So that's something that after talking to the engineering department, they want me to go ahead and just go out there and meet with him, and we'll work it out in the field. The next door neighbor, I believe, doesn't want to do anything.
He doesn't, yeah, no, he and I approached him about it, and so if we needed to separate those with some kind of other curb or curbing or something like that, yeah.
Who, I don't know who's controlling the screen, but can we see the elevation view of the house again?
Jim is controlling the screen.
Jim,
Yeah.
I think the elevation is only a photograph, right?
The only elevation we have is a photograph. Let me try to find it
Yeah,
in
thank
our
you.
own.
And as I'm asking for that, y'all Robert and Pete, an elevation of what you propose is missing from here, and I think Michael said that. That's a little problematic for us. I would like to see an elevation view of what you're proposing. So, is the rusted steel structure to the right of this photograph a driveway?
No, that's just a fence that continues on from the house to the property line.
Rick,
So
do you
what is
mean on the
that's a
adjacent property?
on the adjacent property? Yes, thank
No,
you.
no. Oh, the one
Yeah.
up in front? Yeah, no, that belongs to the adjacent property.
This it's
What
a
is that?
gate into their backyard, and then beyond it is formerly a garage. It's now a laundry room.
Right.
And the curb cut is in would go up to that until this wrought iron fence or was put in. It was a gate. You could conceivably drive your car back there.
Oh, so it's not a gate, but it is there is
Well,
a
no,
curb.
it is. It actually they can open
There
it
is
if
a
they
gate
want
there.
to,
Yeah, there's a gate.
and there is a curb cut.
And there is a curb cut, but it's the back of this particular property's house.
Okay, and you're proposing that that little retaining wall that we see be
Right.
taken down, a curb cut, drive all the way into the back. That corrugated, I think it's corrugated steel, with the garbage cans are with.
Yeah, it's a corrugated steel. There would be a matching gate as there is one on the other side of the house, and it would stop. It wouldn't go all the way into the backyard. It would stop about
Think it was
10 feet,
10 or 15.
10 feet. So that fence would be pushed back, and a gate would be added. Right.
And what's the design of the gate that would be, so would the cars go behind the gate or would it just be like a clear driveway?
It would just be a clear driveway. The gate's just access from the driveway to the backyard.
I see.
So
Okay.
it would just match the gate that we have on the other side of the house, which you can't quite see here, but I do. You need pictures of what the existing gate is. I can show that.
So it would kind of just be like a clear view from the street about to 10, 15 feet back from the front of the house
Correct.
for the parking.
Right.
Thank you. That helps.
And the wall would be repointed, and then built up on each side, and then with the retaining wall added along there. Now, a secondary part of this proposal is the fence, which we haven't addressed yet, but the fence that would run along the front of the house. But The driveway would not be fenced in or gated in. It would just be open.
But you are looking at this drawing right now.
The gate is here into the this
And there's a new fence.
that would walk to the front door.
Right.
Right,
And the
right. But I'm
fence is
also you.
seeing a new fence all the way around the front yard.
Well,
Yes.
yeah, that fence is the small fence, the that's in the adjacent drawing there. The fence that you're just pointing at in the back will actually be a full fence matching basically the fence that's existing, but just replaced.
So, okay. Okay. And you're going to do a gate up the right up the steps, right? So there'll be a few steps
Correct.
and then a gate. All right. And why are you, you've got the driveway stopping 14 feet 8 inches from the front of the residence, as opposed to going a little like further back? Is it just you're going to set one car there, or?
It's enough to fit two cars. It's actually probably enough to fit two cars. I mean, you're not going to fit a, an RV in there, but you'll fit two.
My truck is 20 feet long.
Jim isn't going to be able to bring his RV over and park it at my house. So, but
Is there a reason to stop it, though? I mean, why wouldn't you just?
why are we not going all the way back?
Yeah.
Well, we just don't like the aesthetics of that going all the way back into our backyard. I mean, that would, plus really what we run into is our AC units are already existing there. So we're really not another 5 to 10 feet, and we'd have to move our AC, our existing AC units.
Okay, but
So
another
that there is
five.
a practical reason for that as well. But we would aesthetically, we wouldn't want that
And
either.
you're not, are you showing, I'm sorry, on the proposed view, yep, right there, you're not showing the mechanicals, you're not showing the air conditioner or anything.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
It was behind that the new screen wall,
Yeah,
so.
so it really wasn't pertinent,
It,
unless it
well,
is.
it kind of is, in the sense of if there's a reason, like there's mechanicals there, and then to stop it. We do have many examples in the neighborhood of driveways like you're proposing from the front, but they go all the way
Sure.
to, many of them go, most of them go all the way into the back. Some of them have a garage in the back. So if you've got a reason to stop because you've got a mechanical, it's good to show it on the drawing. And then I question why you wouldn't go all the way up to the as far as you can go. Because what we don't like, and Michael already said this at the beginning, you just don't want cars forward of the front of the home. And 14 feet, one car, yeah. I mean, there are obviously, nowadays we're Americans, we have cars that are 20 feet long. But, that's, you certainly couldn't do, unless you're doing smart cars, you could do just two smart cars, I suppose.
Right.
But I think you're.
Well, yeah, I mean, part of doing this, if you're gonna, is we want to even have an electric car. We can't have an
Well,
electric car without being able to pull that up. And
no,
yes,
I totally understand that and support that, but
certainly,
what
I
we're.
don't, yeah, I understand that you don't want to be able to see cars, but then otherwise you see car, I mean, I don't want to be, anything, but my cars are on the street all the time. So,
Well, and we want to help you with the concerns
yeah.
you have about the cars on the street.
Sure.
A lot of what we wind up having to do in these conversations, though, is in the point of the advisory boards to the city is to
Sure.
maintain the aesthetic of the neighborhood. And
Right.
nothing we do when we put driveways in the front, which is where Michael was coming from, reflects back to when that house was built, because no one had driveways in the front of the home. No one had cars.
Right, correct.
Right. So, okay. So I think yeah, so that's something to think about that might require you guys to maybe go back and put a few more things on this drawing to help us, in my opinion. If you've got a legitimate, like, no kidding, there's a mechanical that keeps me from going any further back, then it's worth noting. And by the way, you're going to have to
Sure.
go to another committee and they're going to ask the same questions.
Okay, well, that's fine. So adding the where the positioning of the mechanical equipment is would be, and then you also wanted a elevation presented from the front as well. So
You've
elevation
got
from
a
street view.
proposed elevation. You have pieces of it, in a way, and certainly you have the
Sure.
site plan, but we're making significant, you're making changes to the elevation view of the home and taking away a wall and putting in a driveway and things, and it's not
Sure.
actually articulated in the drawings that you have.
Okay. So, yeah, so going through, I'm just saying we're going to add the mechanical AC. We would add a street view of elevation view from the street level, either on either within a photograph or as a drawing that would indicate that elevation increase.
Yeah, and a
Both.
drawing is
Both.
better.
Okay.
Both. Yeah, they were an elevation.
Yeah. Okay. Both of them. All right.
And I'm looking right now in the lower right-hand corner of the drawing we're looking at right now, and I presume that pillar is to the right of that pillar would be the driveway.
Yes, correct.
Where
Okay.
towards
Okay.
the pillars for comparison.
And how tall is that pillar? I can't read that.
I don't know what he has it set at here. I
Well,
think
we have
maybe
it
like
3 foot
three
above the
foot.
existing
The
volcanic
existing
stone that's there, the
wall.
lava stone. So the fencing goes in between. So it'd be 3 foot higher than the existing stone wall
Which
on the
is
front
how.
elevation.
Which is
Yeah.
twenty
how high?
inches.
I can't, yeah. Okay, 20 inches, Blue.
Yeah.
So
So
3 feet.
essentially, yeah, the height of the fence.
5 feet. Okay.
Plus.
If that was a board member, somebody's got to put a dollar in the jar. So I'm going to step back for a moment and let other board members ask questions.
I have a question.
Sure.
Yeah, Paul.
I didn't understand whether you're tearing any section on the lower part of the wall out or not.
Yes. So we're going to remove that section of the wall where the driveway, and then repurpose that rock to build a column on each side of the driveway. Well, yeah, basically build that column up on each side of the driveway. So there would be, I don't have the exact measurements here in front of me, but yeah, that section of that wall would be removed and repurposed.
Yeah, guys, you really want to let me put it to you this way.
Sure.
Paul's asking a question which is just along the same lines as mine. We are trying to approve what you're doing or disprove approve, right?
Right.
And without the narrative you're giving us, I don't know what drawing I would sign off on.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you, really?
Yeah, so I'm
Me
yeah, so if
too.
I'm thinking then what we want is a
Front
drawing
views.
a drawing of the front of the property, at least where it would indicate the breakage in the wall. And where that would be, where the post would be, where the breakage would be in relevation, with the elevation included in that.
Right.
Does
And
that
since
sound
you're
right?
Yeah, that's right. So you want to be able to
Okay.
give us a visual and the plans review subcommittee of
Sure.
what the after is going to look like in a
Perfect.
way that we can say we are okay with that.
Okay.
And even the elevation corner that you have in the lower right of this
Uh-huh.
drawing is doesn't have the house in the back. You know, we're trying to see how does this all relate?
What is it going to look like? What's the
Yeah, what
second
is it going to look
level?
like?
Right.
Because that ultimately what we're trying to do to exactly your point is what
Sure.
is the house going to look like when you're done with it?
Okay.
And you're leaving a lot to us having to kind of, you know, imagine that.
Right. Okay. Is that something? I
Yeah,
mean, Pete's here, so he's the artist here.
we'll get an elevation put together.
And then a drawing that can indicate what the post project is going to look like or what it's going to.
Right.
Yeah.
If I could add to that, so show us the existing rock work, show us what rock work is going to get demolished and destroyed to accommodate these columns. Or are they just going to sit on top of the existing rock work? We don't know. So show an elevation as existing and then show what is proposed. And I maybe use two separate drawings to make it easier for us to follow, if you would, please.
Okay.
It would also be helpful to understand what you're going to do about the grade differential between your property and your neighbor. So
Yes.
when you put that driveway in, you're going to create an issue where you'll
Correct.
have a slope in between the yards. And by the
Yeah.
way, this is exactly what it looks like in front of my house. So
Yeah.
I mean, I've got a driveway right next to mine. It goes nowhere because there's no room for it, but it's been there forever. And dual curb cuts a foot apart. And yeah, so I'm very familiar with this. And the one issue I've always had is the grade between my property and my neighbor's property.
Sure. And I think what that's indicated on actually, but we can show it maybe from another angle, but basically that's that retaining wall that comes from the corner of that other garage out to meet that right-hand column so that we don't, yeah, I mean, we understand we're going to have to
Right.
retain some slope there.
We're actually following the same slope as
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. Because you know, the other part of what we're trying to do is make sure that what
Sure.
you do that we say is okay doesn't cause incidental problems to the neighbor's property, which, you know, again, it's all what does this all look like from the street
Sure.
in the long run? And by the way, you know, just to be clear, I'm okay with where you're going. I think, you know, generally, my fellow members are, but
Yeah.
this isn't sufficient information for us to be able to say, yes, there's enough detail in here and specificity that we can say this specifically is the way I would do it. Does that make
Okay.
sense?
Yes.
And if you find your mechanical is further back and can ex have the cars go back further on that side lot, that would be great. So,
Yeah. I mean, even 5 feet, I mean, if that's what it
sure.
is, but whatever it is, show the mechanicals
Okay.
really. And we want, we just, it is, as we started the meeting, it's an exception that we have given before of having these driveways off the front for, you know, modern reasons. And I understand the concerns you have about your cars in the street.
Sure.
But we really don't want cars in the front of the front wall of the house and just push it back as far as possible. And many incidences in the neighborhood, they go all the way into the backyard, which I understand you can't do, but you got to show us how far can you go.
Okay. So basically the depth
Yep.
of the
Show where the
driveway.
mechanicals are, what the restrictions are, and we can have a conversation about, you know, why it's not a good idea to move an AC unit or whatever it is that's there.
Right. Well, that opens up, yeah, moving AC units opens up a whole nother request.
We understand.
So
So
that's
give us the information so that we can have a conversation about why we need to agree to make an exception to our guidelines. Because Michael started with the beginning of saying this is not conforming to the guidelines. The board gets to advise the city, as does the Plans Review Subcommittee, as to why
Sure.
in this one particular case, as a case-by-case basis, we're okay with it. but you're not giving us quite the information we need on the drawings.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we can go ahead.
One quick question about the car being in front of the house. Just Robert and I haven't talked about this, but if it was behind a wall of some sort or fencing, would that be a possibility if we can't go further back?
Well, so yes, however, the wall and fencing itself also can't be forward of the front facade of the building.
Okay, that
Yeah.
answers. Okay.
Yeah. So it's the front facade of the residence, the front facade of the building that we're trying to maintain the integrity of. You can't put a fence forward of that, a fence that's 6 feet high forward of that. You can't do a gate 6 feet high, a car. That's what we're trying to help you avoid.
Okay. Okay. All right, well, we can go ahead and we'll make these adjustments and kind of resubmit and talk to you guys maybe in the future when we have all that ready. Any other questions for me or anything else that you needed to, or
Yeah.
us?
Go back to the board members. Anything from you guys? So,
So,
go ahead.
Robert and Peter, are you consenting to the fact that the board can continue this case for future review? Is it your
Yes,
consent?
yes. Yeah, we will. We're going to go ahead and continue this for future review after we've made those adjustments that you
Thank
listed.
you. Thank
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So basically, what Michael's saying is that we're just going to let you guys make those modifications and then come back to us again. We're going to continue this meeting. You don't have to reapply. You don't have to do anything, but
Okay.
you're going to have to resubmit updated information to the city through Michael. And then we can get on if you could do it by Michael's deadlines and he can tell you what those are, you can be on our August agenda. And once you get through that, then you can move on to appointing the subcommittee.
Okay.
And then I just had a follow-up question about on, I think it's towards the end of the document. I think the next page or right here, like about modifying the fence around the tree. Is that a new change? And do we want to talk about that a little bit now and then other fence considerations so that if you're updating plans, those are all updated at once and hopefully that can
Oh,
get going.
right. Yeah, no, the tree can stay, but it'll actually go by the side of the tree. I mean, the tree will have to be, it's a considerable tree. It's actually, but it's got multiple branches. And so that can be, the tree won't have to be removed. And we'll be able to go by the tree and
Right. Yeah,
remove
we're
it.
trying to go around the tree and save it.
Yeah.
Okay. So every modification you're doing to the fence, you need to show an elevation view of what you're doing. Right? So not just the front elevation, but the side in this particular case, that so just show a drawing of it. Whatever you're proposing, just show a drawing
Okay.
of it.
All right. So the elevation, so the fence from, like, for example, this would be from the south, with the elevation showing where the fence would be and the tree, what's where the tree would be located. Is that what I'm, am I understanding that right?
Essentially, if you're doing any fence work, then show the elevation of the fence work. And I mean, you've got the site plan here,
Sure.
right? You've got the plan view, but
Right.
we need the elevation views.
I need to be able to see it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So, Robert,
Yeah.
primarily at this tree, you're lowering maybe the height of the fence to be able to get underneath it. It looks sounds it, and this is going to be the wrought iron picket fence.
Correct. Yeah. The tree actually goes up over the height of the fence at this point. So it would be higher than the fence. I mean, where the tree breaks out would be higher than. Yeah.
So no problem. But sensing in particular, in the again forward of the front facade of the building is something that we're sensitive to. You just need to show us the elevation of what you're going to do. And I don't think you're going to do anything that we don't have, that we have a problem with, but you're not showing us what the elevation looks like. And that's what Haley's asking.
So,
Also, Mr. Chair, I think that the fencing, if there's any gate, you make sure that your revised drawings should show the gate, to show the fencing and any gate that you have.
Any gaze, yep.
And then please call out the materials and also provide similar fences and gates that are within your development zone.
Well, it's essentially the same. It's just matching the gate in my property. So I don't know if I have to get comparisons because no other, I mean, I don't know. I'm basically trying to match the gate on the other side of the house. So
Just have to
do I
come
need
in the
some
elevation.
comparison gates for that or just the elevation for it? Yeah, actually, you can see the existing gate.
You're just going to match that gate.
Correct.
Right.
Okay.
So yeah, all Michael's saying is just show that.
Oh, okay. All right.
Again, if you think about it, what we are approving isn't the conversation we're having, it's the drawings you're presenting.
Okay. Well, I mean, that clears it. The only way we would know this is if we had had this conversation.
Yeah, that's fine.
So,
We're all good.
yeah. So, I mean, I understand that too. So, this is why we are at this step.
Yep.
Before we, yeah. So, I think we're pretty clear on what we're going to put together then.
Okay. Any other conversations from the board? Any other comments to the applicant?
No.
Okay. Hearing
Okay.
none, I think we're talking about a continuance. So if you guys can just kind of take all that to heart and come back to us in whenever you can. And Michael, when would they need to get things to you in order to get on the August agenda?
The last Monday in July. Our next meeting is August 3rd
Okay.
because West University meets the first Tuesday of every month. So that first Tuesday would be August 3rd.
Right.
So
Okay.
no later than the last Monday in this month of July.
Okay.
If you can provide it sooner than that, the better for you. So that I can guarantee if you
Sure.
wait longer and other cases come before you, then
Sure.
you'll have to wait.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, you need a motion. You need a motion. A motion, a formal motion has not been made. You've just been discussing. There'll be no motion.
Prepare to make a motion, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
This is Jim Glock. Prepare
Yep.
to continue this item. I move that we continue this item.
So I have a motion. I have a second.
I'll second that motion, Allie Sobieski.
Allie, thank you very much. The motion, a second, discussion. Hearing none. All in favor, aye.
Jim Glock, aye.
Aye, aye, aye. Lou, okay. Motion carries. Okay, well, maybe we'll see you in a month.
All right. We'll talk to you at a later date.
Right.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, that concludes item four on the agenda. Item five, staff updates. Michael, do you have any staff updates?
I don't really have big updates for you at this point in time. The only thing, Mr. Chair, we're still waiting for you to provide us your draft or your revision to the design guidelines.
Oh, that's coming. That's coming for sure. I had a little hiccup this past week or 2 weeks actually, but I'll get it. I'm almost finished with it.
Hey,
Yep.
Michael, are any of the other historic groups done with theirs? Have any of them gone to mayor and council?
Yes.
Okay. I just hadn't seen new ones published.
Oh yeah,
I can probably.
Fordow got the design guidelines approved and it's ready to go. They're actually using the revised ones now.
Are they posted
They
on
should
the
be.
historic site? I
They
didn't see
should.
him there.
Okay, if you have done, I will talk to our IT guys because that has gone through
Is
everything.
that the only one? Is just
That's
Fort
the only
Lowell?
one that has gone. Fort Lowell, West University, we're hoping will be first, but West
We're, yeah,
University will be
I am the
next.
bottleneck. I know that, but I'm almost done.
Okay. And then the barrio are working. They don't have projects, but they're having all their meetings, working diligently on their own design guidelines, which should be coming along pretty soon. So that's where we are at this point in time. That's what I can report on that.
And our, Michael, on minor reviews, I know I saw something, Jim and I were talking about something for Time Market with solar. Is there anything else coming up?
No, I have the minor review for Time Market, who's proposing a solar installation, and I think they're sending to you, Jim.
Yeah,
I
I think
have not
Jim's going
got.
to cover that.
Yeah, I gave it to. I think I sent it to
Jim, you're
Jim.
on mute.
Can people? Am I off mute? No.
You're off mute, yeah. No, you're back on mute.
Why did that come back a second time, Michael?
I
We
no,
did a minor
because
review on it, and then you're asking us to do another minor review. What's going on?
Jim, I did not get the comments. That's why I sent it back. If did you send the comment? Did you send your comments back to me?
I did, and so did Andrew.
Oh, okay. I didn't
Oh.
get it. Or maybe you went into my scam or something.
But
So
it's a
that's why I sent it
separate,
back. No, it's the same. It's the same. This is just that I was waiting and I didn't get it. Or Andrew also said he sent it, so I will look at it.
I will do so, Michael, but what you did send the second time is an updated plan set, but
Huh?
it's got a different date on the architect's seal. It's got different dates on it than what you asked us to look at the first time. So I'm just curious. I sent an email asking what were the changes between what you sent us before and what you sent us the second time. There obviously were some changes because the dates are different. And then
I'll look
I.
into that. I didn't catch that.
Okay, sorry. I
Okay.
don't mean to be.
Okay,
No, I
no
didn't,
worries.
but it's
I'll.
like, what's going on?
Okay.
All right. So, Michael, aside from Time Market, which apparently we've got a little bit of just clarification required,
Yeah,
any other my.
no, they're covered. I think that I still have like about two more, which I am going to send out to Jim. I have one at 314 East 7th Street. I have not yet finished processing that, but that should be coming your way, Jim. That's the only one that I have for now for West East.
Okay. All
Yeah.
right. Anything
And
else, Michael, on staff
another
updates?
update is we I remember I reported here last time that one of our lead planners, Jason, who was working when I was out, left the city. And the city is actually in the process of trying to hire another lead planner for our department. They are still going through the application review process. As soon as that is done, they will be ready to start the interview. But I cannot
Okay.
tell you for sure whether I know that is going to happen.
Okay. So there was a requisition and people applied to it and they're okay
Yeah.
in the review
They have
process.
received, they have the, based on what I was told yesterday, they have received some applications. And I think they're going to, by tomorrow or so, look at those applications and probably start setting up interviews.
Okay. Okay. And future agenda items, anything else coming down the pipe?
Right now, I do not have any full review material that I'm working on, but you just continue the case today. And so that one should be a case that if they do submit, you will see in your August this thing. I was still very early in the month, so it is possible that between now and when your next meeting is going to be, there might be some projects that will come up. But at this point in time that we speak, I do not have any particular project that I'm working on to report.
Okay. All right. Okay, folks, it's 7:09 p.m.
Wow.
We are adjourned. Have a nice night.
Great.
Thank you all for your time.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Not all.
Michael, I resent that email that
Yeah, thank you, Jim.
with Anders and my concurrence on the
Yeah,
timer
thank you for
posting.
doing that, Jim.
But that
Yeah.
is, that's just weird that, well,